today is Sexagesima Sunday. Coming up within less than 2 weeks is Ash Wednesday, and as you please bring in any blessed palms from last year's Palm Sunday ceremony, we will use them to burn for ashes for Ash Wednesday. Please bring them in no later than next Sunday. Coming up this Friday, February 5th, is the first Friday of the month, and I ask that you please sign up for at least 1 hour of adoration in the vestibule before the Blessed Sacrament. This Wednesday, February 3rd, is the Feast of St. Blaise. And on this Wednesday, after Mass at St. Pius V School, we'll have the Blessing of Throats at the school. And then next Sunday, February 7th, we will have the Blessing of Throats before the first Mass at 7 a.m., but after the second and third Masses. In the charity of your prayers, I ask that you please remember the repose of the soul of Mrs. Alva Priest. Mrs. Priest is the mother of Sister Mary Agnes and Sister Mary Bernadette. The funeral for her was yesterday in Round Top, and I ask that you please join me now in praying for the repose of her soul. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. Eternal rest grant unto her, O Lord. May she rest in peace. May her soul and all the souls of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And also please note that I would like to thank all who were able to participate yesterday in helping to take down the Christmas decorations. But as you can see, there still are a number of decorations to be taken down. So we will be having another Christmas takedown this Tuesday at 5 p.m. And anyone who's able to make it, please be here around 5 p.m. And finally, due to the sisters being upstate for the burial, Catechism classes are canceled and will resume next Sunday. The epistle appointed to be read for Sexagesima Sunday is taken from St. Paul's second epistle to the Corinthians, chapters 11 and 12. Brethren, you gladly suffer the foolish, whereas yourselves are wise. For you suffer if a man bring you into bondage, if a man devour you, if a man take from you, if a man be lifted up, if a man strike you on the face. I speak according to dishonor, as if we had been weak in this part. Wherein if any man dare, I speak foolishly, I dare also. They are Hebrews, so am I. They are Israelites, so am I. They are the seed of Abraham, so am I. They are the ministers of Christ, I speak as one less wise. I am more, in many more labors, in prisons more frequently, in stripes above measure, in deaths often. Of the Jews, 5 times did I receive 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods, once I was stoned, thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I was in the depth of the sea, in journeying often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils from my own nation, in perils from the Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils from false brethren, in labor and painfulness, in much watchings, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Besides those things which are without, my daily instance, the solicitude for all the churches. Who is weak, and I am not weak? Who is scandalized, and I am not on fire? If I must needs glory, I will glory of the things that concern my infirmity. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is blessed forever, knoweth that I lie not. At Damascus, the governor of the nation under Aretas the king guarded the city of the Damascenes to apprehend me, and through a window in a basket was I let down by the wall, and so escaped his hands. If I must glory, it is not expedient indeed, but I will come to the visions and revelations of the Lord. I know a man in Christ about 14 years ago, whether in the body I know not, or out of the body I know not, God knoweth. Such a one caught up to the third heaven. And I know such a man, whether in the body or out of the body I know not, God knoweth, that he was caught up into paradise, and heard secret words which it is not granted to man to utter. For such a one I will glory, but for myself I will glory nothing, but in my infirmities. For though I should have a mind to glory, I shall not be foolish, for I will say the truth. But I forbear lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth in me, or anything he heareth from me. And lest the greatness of the revelations should exalt me, there was given me a sting of my flesh, an angel of Satan to buffet me, for which thing thrice I besought the Lord, that it might depart from me. And he said to me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for power is made perfect in infirmity. Gladly therefore will I glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may dwell in me. And the Holy Gospel. Let's take it from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 8. At that time, when a very great multitude was gathered together and hastened out of the cities unto him, he spoke by a similitude. The sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And other some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away, because it had no moisture. And other some fell among thorns, and the thorns growing up with it choked it. And other some fell upon good ground, and being sprung up yielded fruit 100-fold. Saying these things, he cried out, He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And his disciples asked him what this parable might be. To whom he said, To you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but to the rest in parables, that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand. Now the parable is this, the seed is the word of God, and they by the wayside are they that hear, then the devil cometh, and taketh the word out of their heart, lest believing they should be saved. Now they upon the rock are they who when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no roots, for they believe for a while, and in time of temptation they fall away. And that which fell among thorns are they who have heard, and going their way are choked with the cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and yield no fruit. But that on the good ground are they who in a good and perfect heart, hearing the word, keep it, and bring forth fruit in patience. Thus far the words of the Holy Gospel. He said to me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for power is made perfect in infirmity. These words are taken from the epistle for today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. This morning, my dear friends, I would like to tell you a story about a certain man. Some of you, perhaps many of you, have heard this story before. But nonetheless, it is a rather encouraging story. One night, a certain man had a dream. He dreamed that he was walking along the beach with our divine Savior. Dusk was falling in as the last rays of the sun shone across the sky. And as the two walked along, the man saw a number of scenes from his life flash across the sky. Memories from his childhood, his teenage years, and his adulthood. Happy memories and sad memories, joyful times and sorrowful times. And for each scene from his life, the man noticed two sets of footprints in the sand, one set belonging to him and the other to our Lord. Now, when the last scene of his life flashed before him, the man looked back at the footprints in the sand. He noticed that many times along the path of his life, there was only one set of footprints. He also noticed that it happened at the saddest and most difficult times in his life. Times when he was treated with coldness and contempt, or when he grew weary of the duties of his state in life. Times when his health was broken with sickness, or when he was weighed down with worry and fear, or when he was tempted violently by the devil, or subjected to some sort of physical suffering. It was when the crosses of his life seemed almost unbearable that he saw only one set of footprints in the sand. And thinking that our Lord had abandoned him at such times, the man grew worried. He was really bothered by this. And so he asks our divine Savior about it. "My Lord," the man humbly said, "you said that once I decided to follow you, you would walk with me all the way." Our Lord grinned and nodded towards the man. "But my Lord," the man said, "I have noticed at the most difficult periods in my life, there is only one set of footprints. I don't understand why when I needed you most, you would leave me." Our divine Savior stopped walking, and he kindly looked the poor man in the eye. Our Lord then spoke to him these words, "My dear son, I love you with an infinite love, and I would never leave you. During your times of trial and suffering," our Lord continued, "times when you see only one set of footprints in the sand, I did not abandon you. I was with you the whole time, giving you the grace and strength you needed. You see only one set of footprints in the sand because it was then, during those difficult times, it was then that I carried you." My dear friends, in today's rather lengthy but inspiring epistle, St. Paul enumerates the many trials and sufferings which he patiently endured on his apostolic journeys to preach the gospel. "Of the Jews," he writes, "five times did I receive 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods, once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I was in the depth of the sea. In journeying often, in perils from my own nation, in perils in the city, in perils from false brethren, in labor and painfulness, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness." And as he explains at the end of his epistle, he was even assaulted with what he called a sting of the flesh. And he means by this, according to certain scripture scholars, he means that he was assaulted by violent temptations by the devil, temptations to which he did not give consent. Like St. Paul, my dear friends, we too are on a journey. We are on a spiritual journey to our eternal home in heaven. And throughout our lives, as was the case with St. Paul, we will face trials and sufferings. We will have our crosses to carry. We may not be scourged like St. Paul. It's highly unlikely we will suffer shipwreck. But we will have our share of sufferings and difficulties. for the road to heaven is paved by the cross. And it is this road that we must take on our journey to heaven. We must, as our divine Savior said, take up our cross and follow Him. For there is no other way to heaven except to follow in His footsteps. And His footsteps are always the very bloody ones. They are footsteps marked by suffering and hardship. And there is not one saint in heaven who has not followed in His footsteps. There is not one saint in heaven who has not suffered in some way. Our divine Savior did not even spare the one He loved most. He did not even spare His own mother from the crosses of this life. And there is no suffering or trial that can be compared to hers. Our Lady is thus rightly called the Mother of Sorrows and the Queen of Martyrs. For she did not merely suffer on the day of her divine Son's death. Our Lady suffered throughout the course of her life. She suffered knowing that her divine Son was destined for a life of suffering and contradiction, rejection and hatred. She suffered when He was an infant, when He was a young man, and when He grew to maturity. And then she went with Him to Calvary. And there she saw Him in all His bitter torments. She saw Him carry His heavy cross. She saw Him fall to the ground beneath the weight of it 3 times. She saw the soldiers brutally throw Him upon the cross and place large black nails in His hands and feet. She saw the hammer raised and felt the nails driven into His flesh, just as if they were driven into hers. Our Lady was there when the soldiers raised the cross, and her heart was wrenched when she heard it drop into the hole on Mount Calvary. And for 3 long, painful hours, she stood beneath the cross, her immaculate heart pierced with a sword of sorrow and broken with grief. The cross, my dear friends, the cross was the lot of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It was the lot of the Blessed Virgin Mary and of the saints. And it is our lot in this valley of tears. Some crosses will be very heavy, others will not. At times we will be weighed down by sorrow, difficulty, contradiction, and even temptation. There will be days when we are tired of carrying our crosses, tired of bearing our burdens, tired of trial or of sorrow. There will be times when the cross of fear or of worry will wear us down. Whether it be fear of this or that temptation, or the fear of the multitude or magnitude of our sins. The fear of something happening to us or to those we love, or even the fear of eternity. At times our cross will weigh us down so much that we will feel like crying out with St. Paul, beseeching our Lord that it might depart from us. And at other times, we will feel abandoned, like that man in the story. But my dear friends, no matter what the cross is, As our divine Savior said to St. Paul, so he says to us, my grace is sufficient for thee. In other words, no matter how difficult the trial, no matter how painful the suffering, no matter how violent the temptation, our Lord always gives as much grace as we need to handle it. Commenting on this truth, St. Francis de Sales, the great doctor of the Church, writes, he says, Almighty God has weighed this cross with his own hands to see that it be not 1 inch too large and not 1 ounce too heavy for you. He has taken one last glance at you and your courage, and he has sent it to you from heaven. And thus, when our divine Savior sends or permits a cross, he always sends with it the graces we need to bear it. He sends his own supernatural help, help that enlightens our mind and strengthens our will. And he does this, provided we don't try and do it on our own, but rather go to him and ask him for his help. So, my dear friends, whether it be the cross of physical suffering or some mental anguish, whether it be the cross of fear and worry or temptation, go to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Place your confidence in him and pray. Speak to him in your own words and ask his help. Tell him, my Jesus, you have asked me to carry this cross. Though it is heavy, O Lord, I will do my best, confident that you will be at my side to help me carry it. And never forget, especially when your crosses weigh upon you or you feel abandoned, never forget that you are not alone. Remember always the words our Lord spoke to the man in the story, words that our divine Savior speaks to each and every one of us. My dear child, I love you with an infinite love, and I would never leave you. I am with you the whole time, giving you the grace and strength you need. During your times of trial and suffering, times when you see only one set of footprints in the sand, I have not abandoned you. For if you see only one set of footprints in the sand, it is then, during those difficult times, it is then that I carry you. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.